We all know the feeling of searching for the right candidate. It's exhausting. But what if you didn't have to search at all? With Indeed, you don't search, you match. If you're looking to hire, Indeed is where you need to be. It's a platform that makes hiring simple with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that quickly connects you with quality candidates. Why waste time with busy work? Indeed takes care of scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can focus on what really matters, connecting with the right people fast. And here's something impressive. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent survey. I remember when I was trying to build my first team, it felt like I was sifting through a mountain of resumes. Trying to find that perfect fit was exhausting and time-consuming. I really wish I had used Indeed back then because they simplify the process so much, connecting you with top candidates quickly without all the stress. And here's something special for you. Listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to boost your job's visibility at Indeed.com/founders story. Head over to Indeed.com/founders story right now and support our show by letting them know you heard about it here. Indeed.com/founders story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now back to the show.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Founder Story, the podcast where trailblazing entrepreneurs share their extraordinary journeys. Uncover the passion, grit, and vision that drive the world of business and innovation.
Mind at school, especially on the reading front. My next guest has created a game changer for that matter to ensure that every child has the opportunity to become an excellent reader. Hello and welcome to another episode of Founder Stories. I'm your host, Nadia Atwal, and I'm joined by Carl Walgren, CEO of Edsoma. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
So, Kyle, many people have this title, serial entrepreneur, but you really deserve it. You are one of those that really deserve that title. Tell us a little bit about the various industries. Yes, that you went through.
Sure. So, little backstory, very basic. I fell into entrepreneurship 100% by accident. I never thought I was going to own a business. I got kicked out of school in grade 9. But you know, it seemed like every system crash or everything that we'd gone through as a nation, you know, molded my life into more of an entrepreneur opportunity. The first company I started was by accident in 2008 when the financial crash took place. The next company I started was in 2000, or when I moved to the United States to build a business, was in 2015 after the oil crash started, leaving me no option but to try something different. So over my career, I've played in the oil field. I've played in landscaping and construction. Since moving in the US, I owned and sold a entertainment company and built a manufacturing facility all during COVID lockdown. 200,000 square feet of manufacturing and safety products that we built. But most recently, I guess 3 years ago, I fell into something that I couldn't put down. And it's changed the way I do things, but it's a reading app that I built for my kids. So my journey has been, you know, all over the map, but I try and find a common ground between all the businesses that I've been involved in.
And obviously you are a problem solver, and that brings us also to your new big passion and project and company at Edsoma. How did that happen? So it is a fascinating app that solves a problem for each and every one of us who has children. But tell us, how did you come up with that? Why a reading app?
So I'd love to take credit for it, but you know, it was through struggles with COVID. I was separated from two of my kids. I'm a statistic. I'm divorced. Two of my kids live with their mother in Canada. But during the lockdowns, I was separated from my kids for over 18 months. And during that time, my daughter's like, wouldn't it be great if you could read me bedtime stories again? And I felt like, you know, with it being 2020, that should be a simple ask. And we found some cool products, you know, that were really taking off during COVID because of the situation that we're in. But in the middle of using one of those products, my daughter said, Dad, wouldn't it be cool if the book told you what you were getting wrong? Because she seen that I was struggling to provide her reading resources. And I'm like, actually, you know, Sadie Ann, I think you're on to something. And that night I couldn't sleep. And it just something compelled me to want to dive into this deeper. So after identifying like how big the problem was, 54 million Americans can't read the menu at a restaurant. I decided to sell my company. I walked into work that next day and I was like, hey, I've got the deal of a lifetime for you guys. You can buy me out right now for pennies on the dollar so we can make this easy. And I could go start a new company. It was still a, you know, a huge amount of money to go start something, but the company was just on its way up. We had signed a $48 million deal with one of the largest grocery chains. You know, the week before, everything was buzzing. So for my partners to see me wanting to walk away was just completely awe-striking to them. They're like, why would you walk away now? We're about to take off. So, but everything with Ed Soma has been a blessing, and looking back, it's all the right decisions, so.
Tell us about Ed Soma, because it is not just any other reading app. I mean, my children have grown up with reading apps, but there is something much different about your app. It brings so much more to the table than just teaching reading. Tell us a little about it.
Yeah, so as a kid, I was always really good at getting out of things, you know what I mean? So I say to my kids all the time, you're never going to get away with anything, because I've pulled every story there is to pull. But when I was diving into like what made me scared of reading and why I shied away from it, I kept all that stuff in mind. So what it is it's an app. We have over 12,000 books on our platform or under contract that we're adding new books to every day. But we use voice recognition to identify how a reader's doing. So as you read out loud, the words start lighting up, letting you know you're getting them right. When you get one wrong, it stops you. It'll allow you to try again. It'll break it into syllables for you. If you continue to struggle, you can select it. It'll play it for you, letting you know and hear how the word's actually supposed to be said. Mm-hmm. But when I built it, I thought that I was building a product just for me to be engaged with my kids. That's all it was ever supposed to be. And after putting it in front of a few people and getting their feedback, and then seeing how times have been changing, you know, it's became something so much bigger. Now it's a data tool to really identify where kids or adults are in their reading journey. But instead of like tricking kids today into doing something with games, we provide content. So because there's so much different content in our platform, they can always find something they align with. And once you give kids the opportunity to pick how they're gonna learn, their engagement levels increase dramatically. And early on when we were doing product testing, we were seeing, you know, anywhere between 5 to 7 minutes on the platform. Now, because we're letting the kids pick the books that they wanna read, we're seeing, you know, anywhere from 25 to 27 minutes. So that, you know, question of how do we get our kids to read has changed dramatically, because we don't have to trick them to do it. We just, you know, ask them to do the reading and they go find something that interests them. So it's just a different spin on it. I was sick of reading Old Yeller as a kid, I guess, and I didn't want my kids to have to do that either. So we created a different spin on it, and the data has been amazing. And now we're seeing schools adopt it because the support that it's bringing new teachers that are coming to the market. You know, we're suffering a major teacher shortage nationally.
Yes.
People that are willing to do it are coming with little education in that space. They're no longer, you know, experts in the literacy space. They're warriors willing to help teach our kids. So our product will help those new teachers or new parents that aren't so familiar with reading instruction and assist them to provide the proper support.
So there are different features. Yeah, it's amazing. You have the ability to interact with your child reading while one person is in one city, the other one is another city, even another country. So you can also keep the family strong together, you know, so the child can read with grandma, even though grandma is thousands of miles away. So it strengthens also the family bond. And you have the tracking system of really tracking the improvement on the child side, and you can have the teachers involved. So it is very multidimensional.
Yeah, we knew that, you know, it was more than just teachers teaching reading or more than parents teaching reading, but how to hold everybody accountable in the journey of that. We can give, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. So we wanted to make sure that everybody there would want to drink. And how do we do that? You know, a lot of parents that are struggling from literacy issues, those are the parents that are working 2-3 jobs. So how do they stay engaged if they're at work? So we added a video streaming platform to it, or a connective platform for where you can share and engage with everything. But maybe it's grandma that's the better reader in the family, you know, so she wants to be a part of it. Or maybe she just wants to be a part of that memory of reading a bedtime story when they're on the other side of the world. Today, we've been downloaded in 32 countries. So, you know, it just tells you the level of connectivity that we're having, you know, between our families globally. But also we're seeing, you know, a huge increase in adults downloading the app because it's helping them learn English as well. Yeah. We're not claiming to be an English learning product, but people are using it for that.
Well, and then it comes as no surprise that you got one of America's most popular stars excited about it. And actually, pretty early on, I'm talking about Dr. Shaquille O'Neal, who is well known for being passionate about companies that adding true value to people's life and who is a champion for children, has been for a long time. So a man like that gets bombarded with business ideas, with business offers. How did you entice him to join at Soma?
I can imagine the offers that they get, because I know how many people reach out to me every day trying to get an introduction or, you know, hey, how do you navigate through this? But I've been blessed. Like, teaching kids how to read is bigger than me for what I am, and our company's been gifted a lot of opportunities. But I literally was like, how, you know, my head of sales at the time suggested that we'd reached out to Shaquille, and I'm like, yeah, let me just pick up the phone. And ironically, that night, his agent was connected with me on LinkedIn. So I'm like, you know, the door's there, you might as well walk through it. So I sent him a message to Perry. Perry loved the idea, but he just didn't think the technology existed yet. Some of his kids, you know, were having reading problems, so he wanted to see it, you know, from that standpoint. When I showed it to him, he's like, I don't know if you guys could really afford to bring Shaquille on, but this is so interesting that I think you should show it to him. And so he set up a meeting, allowed us to meet with him in person. And when we presented it to him, Shaquille's, you know, over 7 feet, I'm 5'6" or 5'7". And when I handed him the product, I realized that I'd never tested it on somebody with as deep a voice as he had. And we were standing up in the room, so I didn't know if it worked until his eyes lit up and he got excited. And he's like, you know, I'll help you guys in this, but I don't want to be a marketing partner. I want to be your partner. So all of a sudden they started, you know, we did that deal on a handshake to start with, and they started helping us right away. They were making introductions, you know, into people that had, you know, years and years and years in the space, from great companies like Simon & Schuster, you know, all the way down to ABG, Shaquille's Branding Group. So we've had a lot of professional help early on. And because of Shaquille's reputation and, you know, what they've done, great people at great companies are willing to listen and hear us out. So, you know, we have people from Google's speech department that are helping us now and all kinds of things. So it's been great.
Well, so you're expanding, you're scaling the business. Is that just purely exciting for you, or is it still also a scary journey at this point? Is it a lot of unforeseen navigating? You're still enjoying the process of building the business?
I think, you know, early on, a guy by the name of Tom Rael told me that the only reason I've got here this far in this space is because I have no clue what I'm doing. And that like brings so much to it, is because I really don't. I don't know what red tapes are in front of me. I don't know the proper direction to get an introduction. I'm just, you know, out trying to make things happen. And because it's bigger than what we're doing, those people will respond to me. And that's been a great experience. As far as scaling, it's new. You know, we learn new issues, bandwidth issues, you know, in rural America is a real thing. So we're trying to figure out solutions on the fly some days. But for the most part, everybody understands the mission. So when we go into a school and there's a little bit of a hiccup, they see the value in the product. So they're willing to work through those things with us. They're willing to learn with us and then adopt and then make sure that it's working for the people that it means the most to, you know, the kids, and making sure that they have access to it. So
my kids are using it. They know all the reading apps. They love it, Soma. So, and I'm so happy, whatever more reading time I can get out of them. I know Roblox is one thing, but we don't just want gaming, we want reading. And I'm so glad that you delivered this product. So what are the plans for 2024?
2024. That we've got some really cool concepts that are rolling out in 2024. We're doing some live reading sessions where our athletes or celebrity athletes are going to be reading with within classrooms, partaking with kids. We just did a reading event where we had one of the readers from our platform be in a commercial with Shaquille. So we did a sweepstakes where if you were a reader on the event, you could put in, you know, a video submission to be a part of the commercial. And we filmed that in San Francisco the other week. So we'll see all that stuff starting to come out and the marketing materials start to hit the shelves. So scaling and growing is first and foremost. We got, you know, my favorite thing to do in the world. We're going to be raising more money. You know, that's always a challenge, but it's creating good and people are willing to listen. So it's been fun.
It's a wonderful product and products that add value to people's life. That is usually an easier product to sell, especially to high profile people also like Dr. Shaquille O'Neal. So I think you're a fantastic team together. Well, Kyle, it was so nice having you here. I enjoy talking to you. I can't wait to see where you are taking it Soma next year. And giving every child an opportunity to become an excellent reader, it's just beautiful. So thank you so much.
No, I appreciate it. And anybody that wants to give it a try, they can get it in Google Play Store or in the iOS App Store. And there's a free version, so everybody can benefit from it. You can read 3 books a month without having to get behind a paywall. So we've made it so it's accessible to everybody. But we're seeing a great conversion on people that are becoming subscribers to our blog.
And if they just want to have more information, what website should they go to?
Edsoma.com, so EDSOMA.com, and everything's there.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. That was another episode of Founder Stories. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to Founder Story. Keep exploring, keep dreaming, and join us next time for more inspiring entrepreneurial journeys.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.